Welcome to Sex and Fries, the podcast where we are going to explore aging gracefully as a hot mess and trying to stay sane through it all. Sane-ish. Let's not put too much pressure on ourselves. We gotta have some fun too. Hey, it's episode 4. And today I'm going to tell you all about my boudoir session. I finally did it. I just jumped right in, got naked. Well, I have lingerie on, but still, you don't have much. I'm going to tell you how I felt, why I did it, and hopefully you'll be able to do the same or just feel sexy in your own body and realize that self-confidence is just right around the corner. So a while ago, I did an episode on the podcast about the connection between self-confidence and self-image and boudoir photography. So I talked with a few of the photographers that have built, great businesses and have helped a lot of women recognize how sexy they are through this type of photography. So I have thought about doing a session here and there. Like my sister had done one. I've known people who kind of took the plunge and just, decided to have it done. I follow a lot on Facebook, different photographers and, the before and after and just how people feel really good about themselves, to see themselves in that light. I mean, you're pretty much surrounded with like celebrities and, magazines and everything. And basically, it's not like you see people in pictures they don't have like their hair or makeup not done. They don't look like me going to Walmart. They, have been professionally made up, and some of the pictures are, photoshopped or, edited to a point where they take out your wrinkles and your scars and your blemishes. So you're kind of like, what would I look like, if I had that at my disposal and pampered myself where, and took the time to have my hair and makeup done and to have poses that actually complement my shape. So those are my thoughts on like why I wanted to do it. Another reason why I kind of wanted to have a boudoir session was my age. I'm 55. I have lived through, births, giving birth and surgeries and basically just aging as gracefully as I possibly can. So I thought, well, I'm definitely not going to want to do it, when I'm 70. So maybe I should just do it now while I still am going into the gym and eating properly and aging as a hot mess that I could show it off a bit. So I got a text saying that, there was a sale and I had an opportunity to kind of jump on this deal. So without actually thinking about it, because you can overthink things and talk yourself right out of stuff. And I'm really good at that. So I just jumped on it and I said, yes. I just text back and said, yes, let's kind of go forward. I'm just going to take it. I wasn't quite sure, how much it would cost me, what it entailed, when I'd be able to get in. And I just finally just said,
Like, you know, let's do this. So I'm sitting there and I've kind of committed, and we set up a phone call, and I talked to Valerie, my photographer, and we go over, you know, the contracts and what it entails and when I'd be able to go. And it's kind of like set, you know, like she sends me the contract, I'm to sign it, I'm committed to this. So yes, it was a big holy crap moment for me, because I was going to do a boudoir session. Like, what the heck? What was I thinking? So I did it, and between, like, she had COVID and then I was kind of sick in between. So then we had to reschedule. And I mean, my nerves were like going crazy to begin with for the first appointment. And we rescheduled and we finally got together, and I finally had my pictures taken, and she does a wonderful job. But the nerves and the doubt and the, you know, my infamous, like, holy crap moments that seem to surround my life. I went and did a boudoir session. On the day I get to the studio, I just didn't really think about it, or tried not to think about anything. I knew that this was something that I couldn't back out of, and I didn't want to. Of course, your stomach or your nerves are trying to convince you that you've made a horrible mistake. I knew I didn't. This is what I wanted to do. It was just very nerve-wracking, and, you know, anxiety and all that kind of thing can trick you into thinking the worst of a situation. But I got to the studio, and there was a hairstylist and a makeup artist, and I got into the chair, and one was doing my face and the other one was doing my hair at the same time. So you're just kind of like surrounded with busyness, and they put on music that you enjoy, and you just kind of relax and feel how fun it is, you know, to be pampered, and the excitement of like, oh my goodness, what am I going to look like? So, I mean, it takes a while because it's got to look good in the pictures, and because they show a lot. And I sat through that with no nerves at all. I was actually quite surprised on how relaxed I was. And it just felt like being at the salon. So the big reveal is like when they, you know, put you towards the mirror. And I basically did not recognize myself. But I do know, just a side note, of I really do not like false eyelashes. And I don't like the way they feel. And I didn't like my eyes. But they, I don't know, they just didn't look like my eyes. But I was assured that they kind of like make, you know, make the look kind of happen. And they had chose like a very kind of soft pinks and something just to complement like how I usually would wear my makeup, the colors. So I had that done, and it was time to go into the closet, the wardrobe closet, which is a beautiful room full of lingerie and, oh, just beautiful things, high heels and all different sizes, you know, big, small, whatever. And I had brought a few of my own, and I really didn't know what to wear. It's kind of like hard to decide, but like Valerie took me through and kind of suggested things. It's kind of like you have control over what statement you want to make. how you want to come across. There's different sets that you kind of sit through, and you change, you know, your outfit, I guess, 3 or 4 times. I mean, it depends on how your day is going, I guess. So I had brought a sort of like a little teddy, I guess. And I always liked how, when I wore it, that just how it made my boobs look. So I thought that would be a great thing to wear. But I ended up, my first one was on a bed, and the poses are really thought out, and you're twisted, and it's sort of like doing yoga poses, because, I mean, you need to hold it but not look like you're holding it. It's like an unnatural way to sit or to lay down, but you have to look as natural as possible. So she has like tips and tricks to kind of make you look, you know, sensual, have that, you know, with your eyes closed and to breathe through your mouth, and all those kind of little things that really help, you know, and place your hair in different places, your hands. So just knowing how professional she was, and it was just kind of fun. I mean, I'm bending all over the place, changing outfits, and she's like up on a stool, or she's bent up, like, you know, different places, bringing the light and everything. So between the two of us, it's like a little exercise session that goes on for a couple hours. And it was actually quite nice and fun, and I felt good. I made sure that I took my mind away from all my self-image doubts, which is hard to do. I mean, you're there in negligees and lingerie, and sometimes, you know, nothing, but you wouldn't usually have someone, like, you know, take a picture of you or be in front of, like, this person with these outfits on, and you're actually basically like the model. And to kind of put your head into that frame of mind is, it's tricky. I felt good about myself, but I mean, I've trained my brain to notice my flaws and to have them up front in my head, and also to hide them, and definitely not take pictures of them. So you do have to kind of play along with the scene of what you're doing and have faith that, you know, this is going to be a big self-confidence booster, and you look great. You are sexy. You're beautiful. You have all of this in you, and the camera shows you this. So although you don't look like your day-to-day self, it's you, and it's fun. So I have pictures of myself now, which I found was kind of, actually, that was a weird part for me also, was to accept the fact that I purchased pictures of myself, and it just seems like a self-image kind of, you know, like, who would do that? But so after the exhausting session, which actually felt good, and I was finished, and all I had to do was pick some pictures out, you know, for my package. You would buy like an album or some wall art. I mean, you pick what you want. I had to sit and look at like 100 pictures of myself. Some of them are the same pose, or just in color or in black and white. And it was very exhausting, but you find that while you're looking at them, you want all of them. They're beautiful and very well done. I just couldn't, I couldn't see myself buying like 100 pictures of myself. And so I ended up with 25 and a book and my wall art. And I'm very happy with it. And I do thank Valerie very much for making me feel beautiful, but also allowing me to experience that without my nerves, you know, to go and be something else besides a ball of nerves or self-conscious, and to actually say, holy crap, I'm sexy. So thank you very much, Valerie and the team, and everything that they had done for me that day. And I do truly appreciate it, and I do recommend it. And I also, I would do it again just for fun. So there it is. I did a boudoir session. I feel great about it. It might not be for everybody, but to just show off your sexy side and to let the world know how beautiful you are is very empowering. And I think everybody has it in them to have that beautiful smile and to share it with somebody. I hope you do that. I am so glad that you were able to join me for another episode of Sex and Fries. Please tune in for another one very shortly. Go to the website. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. Stay true to yourself. Stay beautiful. And always be sexy.